Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the second edition of the 2015 Fatherhood Series. And before I introduce our speaker, one housekeeping detail. If you haven't registered, signed up, you can do so after the talk with Kyle Kinneberg. So with the nice scarf here. And so we are very fortunate to have, come on in, Vince. We're very fortunate to have with us this morning Tim Reckert, who comes to be with us from Tucson, Arizona. Last night I learned from Tim that Tucson is the home of the U of A. Okay, so for those in the know, the University of Arizona is the U of A, not UA, but the U of A. And they are arch rivals of Arizona State University, which is in Tempe, a suburb of Phoenix. And from what Tim tells me, the rivalry between these two schools makes that between UT and A&M look like bosom buddies. Tim began his professional career as a nuclear engineer with bachelor's and master's degrees from MIT and the University of California, Berkeley. He then took a right turn and obtained an MBA and JD from Stanford. And of interest to the lawyers in the audience, Tim began his legal career with Fulbright and Jaworski, where he worked from 1983 to 1984, both in the Houston and DC offices. He has had an extensive and varied legal practice with over 20 years' experience as general counsel and executive advisor for several technology companies, as well as work in venture finance, intellectual property, real estate, and commercial law. And we just learned that he won his two appellate cases that he's done. He's currently a partner at the law firm Rusing, Lopez, and Rosardi, where he established the firm's practice group focused on technology and emerging growth companies. Tim's involvement in his community is extensive as well. It has included participation in the St. Thomas More Society of Southern Arizona. For those of you who were here last month, you get the connection. He has taught CCD at his parish for the last 16 years, and he has performed for the Tucson Regional Ballet. Do we have any YouTube videos of that?
They are lost. Okay,
good for you. Good for you.
Lost.
In 2011, the governor of Arizona appointed Tim as a commissioner of the Citizens Clean Elections Commission. But more important than all of that is the fact that he and his wife of 31 years, Jane, have raised six children, all of whom not only practice their faith, but have a passion for it and make living it and spreading it to others a major part of their personal and professional lives. For those of you who were here last month, let me see a show of hands. Who looked up the video I recommended last month? Okay, so a few, not that many. But so Tim's son, Tim, produced a short video called Head Over Heels that was, what, the 2011 nominee? 2013 nominee for the Academy Award Best Short Video, and Tim lost to Pixar, which I think is not a, he did fine. So if you can, check out that, it's a 10-minute claymation YouTube video that is excellent. But that is the latter of what I just mentioned is why we asked Tim to speak with us today. So, Tim.